And actually getting the coral itself was quite unique.
What are you doing now? I mean, are you working for industry, or are you still on your own? What's happening to John Hutchison?
Right now, I seem to be more of a consultant to TV people. I just finished working on Ark of the Covenant for Blue Book Films.
Now, we've got a picture of your design of the Ark on our website that you were so gracious to allow us to take from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. And tell me a little bit about that, because the Ark itself too had some interesting properties to it, didn't it?
It had a lot of energy to it. I was contacted by Blue Book Films. Excuse me there, George, for coughing like that. I had to do that to clear my throat. So,
shame on you, John.
Yeah, good heavens, I know. Sorry about that. Good grief. I should know.
10 million people just heard you cough.
Oh, good grief. Well, now I'm turning red. Everything around me is getting warm here, George. Good grief.
Yeah, that's because you're shooting magnetic volts at yourself, probably.
Well, I'm sitting here with my hands on the lathe, and no, my fingers are greasy, but I was contacted by Blue Book Films back in the summer of last year on the idea of building the Ark of the Covenant. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. And our producer, he still owes us a bit of money, by the way, if you're listening. Okay. Bruce, come on, behave yourself out there. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, we had a lot of fun doing the project. And basically, there's two arcs. There's my little ark here that I built to test inside my lab here. Then there's a larger ark just a half a mile away sitting at a woodworking shop made out of acacia wood, which is full-scale, full-sized ark that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in the last months of filming, we did a major test in a metal supermarket in Richmond, British Columbia. Much to our surprise, and much to the proprietor's surprise, who gave us a space during the holiday season, he'd had looks of terror of Indiana Jones returning. There was all this white light coming off the plastic cherubim that was sent from the UK to be put on top of this massive ark. And these things were styrofoam painted with gold paint. Corinne, my lady, she painted the cherubims, and they stand about 22 inches high. We're mounted on top of this gigantic acacia wood ark.
And I think we can see that on the website. Right.
That one there is a baby
that's
ark.
That's the small one, right?
That's
a small one. But a duplicate of what the big one looks like?
Except the cherubim looked more like angels. Mine looked like vultures, according to my friend Alexander. But it worked for the tests here, where we're doing a lot of high-voltage tests with lemon juice and vinegar, and which we thought, because of being a voltaic pile, that maybe they use that kind of method to power the ark. Then we used electrostatics, so we applied electrostatics to it and got some extremely interesting high-voltage capacitance out of it. And then, of course, we tried some of my crystalline material on the plates themselves, and it produced a half a volt. But the large arc, you see, what we did was take it to this metal supermarket, and I had a Tesla call because I wanted to replicate the desert conditions, let's say, in Egypt.
At the time, right?
At the time, George. So here I am with my Tesla call, making it basically on the run, as we're gathering stuff from Rona and setting up and firing up this Tesla coil. So what happened was there's no sparks coming off the coil itself. It induced a high frequency, which seemed to collect on these two cherubims on top of the arc, which started to turn where there was cracks through the paint. It would actually turn white. I guess you'd call it carbonization.
Yes.
And then the sparks started to happen all around the feet. And between the two big cherubs and the proprietor of the metal supermarkets, looked like he's looking at Indiana Jones, was kind of backing up. And as this progressed along, Rudy, our film and guy and director, just kept filming all the time. I said, Rudy, good grief. You know, something's happening here that shouldn't be happening. No, he said, this is what we want. I said, well, what do you want me to do, turn off the power? No, turn it up. So, okay, I'll turn it up. I turned the variac up, and up went the voltage, and these things burst into flames of black smoke and exploded. And Rudy is still filming, and then, you know, the place is getting full of smoke. It's a major warehouse, 30-foot ceiling. And the proprietor's back against the door there, and he asked her in there to get the fire extinguisher, and she said, I don't know how to use it, you know. So, anyway, he said, pull the pin. Okay, she pulled the pin and started shot the fire extinguisher at the cherubim, and one went sailing across the room like a fireball and disappearing in the metal and black smoke, and the other one went flying off down by the Tesla coil where I backed and ran away, and Rudy was filming everything, and I grabbed Corinne and gave her a big hug, and we did what the film people wanted, and achieved the goal of producing lots of energy. And, of course, the manager of the metal supermarket, he said, well, you're doing this kind of stuff, you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, please get out of there. Do you think the ARC was a battery, a huge battery?
I think it was basically, George, a huge, gigantic electrostatic battery. And one of my favorite heroes I like to study also is Ben Franklin and his experiments with electrostatics.